Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
WRKS Pickens Jackson.
All systems go.
Live from the Whiskey 61 Lounge inside the Bank Plus Studio.
This is our order.
Live in the studio. It's the Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds.
Streaming live worldwide on the Out of Bounds Radio app.
And on your radio at ESPN 105.9.
All set. Let's go.
The Zone.
And good morning to you. I like getting in the car and there's no rain. Although there is a chance today, but I don't think it's too high. Good morning. Welcome in. Super Bowl week. And I need to ask you how your transfer portal hangover is. You know, we did that whole thing the last few weeks in college football. How did that go for you? How'd that land? Transfer portal mania, coast to coast. Just ask Jaden Rashada, right? He was the $9.5 million man at Miami, and then he became the 13th, well, let's round up, the $14 million man with Florida. And now we're not exactly sure how the Arizona State deal was structured.
That is right in the giblets, baby.
Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. I'm your host, Bo Bounds. Got Blake with me. The show is brought to you by the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge, an award-winning Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. Hit dancingrabbitgolf.com. Our guests join us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line, and we'll have Mike Dettillier at 8:30. Some NFL, plenty to get to, as Sean Payton has a new team. We have the Super Bowl, and both teams have won it within the last few years. And Kansas City has both won and lost it. And then, you know, this is the Mississippi Super Bowl even more than we've had some, you know, Mississippi Super Bowls in the past, like when Favre started the Super Bowl or Eli started the Super Bowl or whatnot. I mean, look at this list. Chris Jones, Fletcher Cox, A.J. Brown, Willie Gay, Darius Slay, N'Kobe Dean, Kenneth Gainwell, Gardner Minshew, Darius Harris, Davion Taylor, Jerrion Ealy, Quez Watkins, Cameron Tom, Chavarius Ward. I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
premium positions as well. Edge rusher / defensive tackle, receiver, QB, premium positions.
I got a question. What do you think the Waste Management Phoenix Open is going to be like this, coinciding, matching up with the Super Bowl in the Phoenix metro area? It's already the biggest party in golf. I've said this for years. I don't know why all these tournaments don't try to adopt something like that and allow the people to party and talk. You know, they still miss on the whole hush, and you know, you can't talk when you're in when the golfers are teeing off, or when you're around the hole, whether you're in a suite or a chalet or just hanging around the hole. But you've got the Waste Management Open, and then you've got the Super Bowl. The Waste Management Open is one of the few golf tournaments outside of the Masters and maybe U.S. Open that brings a lot of star power to the show, and it's not for, it's obviously not a major.
Yeah, it's I think 36 of the top 38 players in the world are going to be at this event, the Waste Management
Well,
Open.
Well, look at what they do. Look at the way they do it. Look at where they play.
It's very Ryder Cup-esque.
Yeah.
It's very much more modern fun. And so your point is the Waste Management Open in Phoenix will be now this weekend, coinciding with the Super Bowl in Glendale, which they're next door neighbors.
Yeah.
And so you'll have, gosh, what do they you're going to bring in a few hundred thousand maybe people? I don't know. It's going to be insane to this area. It'll be, what do we like to call college baseball here? The Mardi Gras of the spring in Mississippi. This will be the end all be all party of Phoenix. If you didn't own something in Phoenix prior to this weekend, it'll be too late after this weekend because it'll all be ruined.
Oh.
It will be an absolute rager.
Well, and so you've got star power, and it gives people that are making, you know, several nights of it. You're talking about the ability to go to the Waste Management Open and hang out on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then hit the Super Bowl on Sunday morning, little Sunday lunch, and then cruise over to the Super Bowl. There's all kinds of options.
It's just going to be it's one of those rare things where everything lined up well. It lined up perfectly that this would happen. So
no doubt.
It's going to be exciting, and it should be a great game. It's a 1.5-point spread to start. I mean, I think hopefully you've got two QBs who can do exciting things. One more with his legs. One obviously is maybe inarguably the greatest thrower of the football we've ever seen. And
yeah,
so,
I don't know if I'm ready to quite go there yet, but he is obviously really, really special.
You'll have, although Sean Payton said he was the greatest college quarterback he's ever seen, which is an incredible statement, considering he's now going to play him twice a year with Denver. We're talking Patrick Mahomes there. We'll have two exciting offenses. We'll have two really good defenses. And like you said, we get to watch players that a lot of us have seen over the last 5 to 10 years at our colleges that we love or colleges that we hate, but still play. We get to see them now on the grandest stage of them all. So I think it'll be a fantastic Sunday. If you're not being in Phoenix, to me, as much as being in Phoenix would be fun, I'll take the Bo Bounds route today and say this Sunday might be better off not being there so that you can actually consume both as a viewer on the television.
Yeah, I mean, and you think about how special they've made the Waste Management Tournament, and now that it lines up with the Super Bowl, and we have so many Mississippi players in it, I just think it gives us an exciting weekend of sports, along with some college basketball that may become more meaningful this weekend. If Mississippi State beats LSU tomorrow night, they go to Arkansas this weekend. Now, tough place to play. They won't be favored, but there is still, you know, life in the team. And we'll talk to Chris Jans about that at 9:30. Chris Jans will stop by and discuss his team and maybe not so much. He may tell us, you know, it's not about the light bulb coming on. Who knows? Coaches, we think, all this stuff happened and now they're winning, when, you know, most of the time we're wrong. right? And what we guess in, you know, the reason this and this and this happened with our team or in sports. So I'll be interested to see what Jan says. His post player is the toast of the town right now, dropping double-doubles left and right after struggling for a while. So if you win tomorrow night, you go to Arkansas, and you're hunting an upset. I mean, you are hunting an upset big. And then, of course, Kentucky comes into the hunt.
Can't get too far ahead of yourself, but like you said, a win tomorrow night.
And that's an 8 o'clock tip tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's brutal. Mm. A win tomorrow night gives you this, boy, that door starts to really creep open at what might could become possible.
Yeah.
Because then you're talking about four in a row, momentum, and basketball, baseball are sports of momentum, aren't they? Unlike football where you only get 12 games, it's not really quite the same. Man, basketball and baseball, you get on a run. State's been on a run. Maybe they can pull something out.
White Denzel on the agup.com text line. Tickets to sit at the 16th hole at the Waste Management Phoenix Open starts at $63,000. Seats are first come, first serve, and include free drinks. Well, that definitely trumps the Super Bowl, if that's accurate. Good Lord. We're live in the Bank Plus studio. The Out of Bounds Show is brought to you by our friends at Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center. Sean Payton dropped some unbelievable audio on the way he's going to run the Denver Broncos. We will drop that at 7:30. Mike Dettillier, 8:30. Chris Jans, 9:30. I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB. to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What's on the big board? What's on the big board?
Ag Up Equipment text line. Good morning. Welcome in. Your Ag Up Equipment text line is 601-885-3776. Don't forget that we will be giving away a Patron tequila, which is super premium tequila. I had a glass last night at Kessler Prime with Blake Mania and Pete Lavin, general manager of the Mississippi Braves and Super Dude. We will be giving away a Titleist Patron Tequila golf bag this week and some other goodies that Blake and I are putting together. I'm talking about really, really, really nice Super Bowl winning packages for you. Now, you need to go ahead and go to whiskey61.com and register and because that's where you're going to have to go to post and have some fun. But whiskey61.com, one of the big boy prizes is the, I think I'm going to hold on to the Patron cooler and do that either March Madness or the Masters.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, or maybe even NFL Draft, because we've got three big events after this event. We have, well, four. College Baseball, March Madness, the Masters, and the NFL Draft are going to load us up over the next 120 days.
Yeah.
So, which is exciting for us. It's I love football, but I love this swing just as much. Super Bowl, College Baseball, March Madness, the Masters, and the NFL Draft. That gives us many, many nights of fun and sports. We're a little bit different than a lot of places in the country. They're not going to be watching Tuesday and Wednesday night baseball, college. Now, they may be at some point in April watching the Yankees, the Braves, the Cubs, the, you know, San Francisco Giants, the Dodgers. And I know locally those teams do gangbuster ratings. But a little bit different here, as, you know, March, April, and May are Tuesday and Wednesday nights on the back patio, not counting the weekend, of college baseball. We're excited to partner with the Mississippi Braves, the M-Braves, again this year. We'll tell you more about that as we get closer to how that looks and how that shakes out. But we are giving away a Titleist Patron Tequila golf bag. It's black and white or silver, and it's awesome. It is a beautiful, beautiful golf bag. Thanks to the crew at Patron. Enjoy some Patron Añejo or Extra Añejo tequila, super premium. And it is delicious. Pairs well with the cigar from Havana Smoke Shop in Jackson. Sean Payton will have some audio coming up at 7:30. It's really funny. To me, Blake and I were laughing this morning. Sean's on another level. And he can be on another level than most of the coaches in the NFL. Because he has chips and equity. And we talk about that all the time. You know, that's what you want to build in your business or whatever career you're in, government affairs, there's all sorts of different things that you can do. School superintendent, whatever it is, you know, you want to build up equity and chips. And Sean Payton is not like some guy that gets hired and has never been a head coach. And so you can't just walk in the locker room and say whatever in the hell you want. But Sean Payton can, because he's got a Lombardi trophy, he has a Super Bowl ring, and he has lived in the playoffs. And also on his resume, he has coached a Hall of Fame.
There you go.
First ballot Hall of Fame quarterback for a long time. And they both elevated each other, but Sean was, you know, the perfect elixir for Drew Brees to get everything out of his skill set, both mentally and physically. And we got to see that up close. I mean, I was lucky to go to, you know, a few dozen Saints games over the years, and they were just, I never thought that I would enjoy going to Saints games after going to Saints games in the 80s and 90s. You know, I told y'all, I quit on the Saints. I acknowledge that. I mean, it wasn't even fun. I don't know what age it was, but it just, you know, it was boring.
And you had a family member who would get, like, at the time, you could have basically sat on the first row.
Yes.
A, because no one else was there.
True.
But also, you had someone who could get you into the building. So,
right.
Like, you had every opportunity to be there, and you still didn't go. Think about what it says about a sports entity that, as a kid, you literally wouldn't go for free.
You just nailed it.
That's crazy.
Because as a kid, just like you, and I think all kids, I thought any sporting event was amazing.
And you didn't even have to be that good, but you couldn't be that bad.
Yeah, no.
That was the problem.
Exactly. I mean, I watched a lot of Mississippi State football growing up.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. And even some Ole Miss football.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, no, I watched a lot of Ole Miss football. Excuse me. I watched a lot of both.
Yeah.
And there were chunks of time where they were not good. We've gotten spoiled in this state with what's happened
Correct.
In Oxford and Starkville.
Correct.
Which I'm all for.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, the 80s were lean.
So were the the mid to late 2000s were lean.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you.
So that's I love that. Yeah, I love that you that the Saints and what Sean Payton and Drew Brees did were great. I love that you've come around. The question is now, as he goes to Denver, and we'll get into this with Mike D'Antilia and hit some of this audio, but it's a whole different world up there in Denver. You got John Elway running the show, not Mickey Loomis. You don't
Yeah, I mean, Elway's kind of, he switched roles a couple years ago. I would like to know exactly what that looks like.
Correct, yeah.
You know, he's not Ozzie Newsome, you know, obviously, but he kind of went from general manager to even more on the president, you know, type side. So, you know, they have a new GM there, but and this new GM knows he's got to, you know, Sean needs to work because he did the Nathaniel Hackett. People don't care about the point is they invested a lot of money in Russell Wilson, and Sean Payton has to win.
Yep.
And so
end of discussion.
Yeah. and that's where we, and this is a very, this franchise has won a lot since I've been alive. I mean, there have been many, many, chunks of time where they've lived in the playoffs. They have, what, three Super Bowls? Two That's with right. Elway, yeah. One with Peyton. Lost another one. So four Super Bowl appearances. That's rarefied air, man. This is a franchise that has won a lot and been in that divisional round a ton.
Yep.
And plenty of AFC championship games, too. So this is a winning... This is a winning franchise.
Tim Tebow won a playoff game with Denver, so that's all you need to know.
Oh, wow. Tim Tebow on the SEC Network?
Yeah.
Must see TV?
Must see TV. No, I think it'll be interesting. And speaking of must see.
Maybe he'll call a spring game, and I can sit back on an April afternoon with a Drew Estate cigar from Havana Smoke Shop. And a little Patron tequila in the glass over ice with an orange slice.
Yeah.
And listen to Tim Tebow call a spring game.
There's so many things I'd rather do than that.
Yeah.
Right. So many things.
Like clean out the garage. Yeah, I understand. Minor surgery.
Yeah.
I'm with you. All right, Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, brought to you by RPT and Rick's Pro Truck. Go say hey to our friends at Rick's Pro Truck in Gluckstadt. RPT, baby. Rick's Pro Truck in Flowood. And RPT Commercial out in Pearl on Highway 80, just kind of across the road from Miskelly Furniture. RicksProTruck.com. RPT in Gluckstadt, in Flowood, and RPT Commercial. RPT Commercial, baby. In Pearl. We've got Sean Payton audio. I think it's going to be a new day in Denver. It's going to be a new day for Russell Wilson. We're live in the Bank Plus studio. Good morning. Welcome in. Chris Jans at 9:30 today.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is there a college football player that's worth $14 million? Do you think? I mean, there's a strong argument. Is there a college football player that's worth $1 million? But do you believe that there is a college football player that's worth $14 million like Jaden Rashada signed a deal with the Florida Gators, but then it fell apart over the holidays and he is not a Florida Gator?
Dead presidents printed on paper.
Good
cash money.
Good morning. Welcome in. Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Our SEC insider hit today is brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. We'll have Sean Payton's audio here in about 7 or 8 minutes. And he just lays it down real, real quick on how it's going to work with the Denver Broncos. And, man, if you, Sean Payton, that ego, got to love it. And then the fact that he can back it up. Blake, when he puffs out that chest, that's good stuff.
Yeah, now he's really got to back it up, though, man. The safety net is not what he had in New Orleans. I'm excited to see what, you know, we've gotten to see Brady and Belichick apart. Brady obviously went to a pretty good situation for him. He won it all once, and then things got rocky. He's retired now, maybe. We'll see. Sean Payton and Belichick in New England has struggled now without Tom Brady. Sean Payton without Drew Brees in New Orleans did well with his backup QBs, but he was in his already created environment. Now he goes to a new environment. It's exciting to see what a future Hall of Famer will do in a new environment with a new piece.
Yeah, we'll have that audio in a few minutes, but I want to get into NIL. One, do you think that there's a player worth $1 million? I think you could really, really challenge and question that. But is there a player worth $14 million, especially one that, according to reports, is just a good prospect? I mean, there's plenty of those out there. And I'm talking about Jaden Rashada, for those of you who haven't followed this. Quarterback from the West Coast who got into, I don't know why he was the one that caught the flame or the fire as I read this. We've read several articles on him, theathletic.com, among others. I don't know why he was the guy, because there were others in front of him that were higher-ranked players. Obviously, Rashada has talent, as do many kids. Many kids in the state have talent. Can you do it in the SEC on Saturday afternoons? You know, most the net there is not as high as people think. But he had a $9.5 million deal with Miami, according to reports, and when he was committed. And then he decided to flip to Florida, to the Florida Gators, in December. And they put together what, if you want to round up, to about a $14 million NIL deal structured over, you know, 4 years with a $500,000 upfront payment. How does that make you feel?
Whew. Warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. So a $500,000 upfront payment on December 5th. And then after that, his payments would increase from $250,000 a month as a freshman to $292,000 a month as a sophomore, to $375,000 a month as a junior, rounded out with $195,000 payments as a senior, so long as he fulfilled the following obligations, which is not a lot. Again, I'm talking about Jaden Rashada, who committed to Miami under what we thought was a $9.5 million deal, flipped to Florida in what we thought was a $14 million NIL deal, then decided he didn't want to do that and has gone to Arizona State, where we're not sure he has an NIL deal. This is bizarro world. But here were the obligations that he had to meet. with the Florida deal. Residents in Gainesville, Florida, at least one branded Twitter post and one branded Instagram post per month. Wow. That's a lot. I'm kidding. Up to 8 fan engagement events per year. These could include in-person appearances, social media engagements, video conferences, or interviews. None would last longer than 2 hours. Okay? And then autograph up to 15 pieces of merchandise per year.
Woo! That's I think I would be willing to do that for $13 million. I'll put those hours in.
Would you put those hours in?
I'd put those hours in.
This guy says, has anyone ever retired as a junior in college? I love that.
What do you do, legitimately, at 18, 19, and 20 years old, what do you do with $200,000 a month? That's an insane number.
You hope that you put $175,000 back.
You hope you put $190,000. You
and,
don't even
and
need
you live
that.
Off. If you want to live like a king, you live off $25,000 a month. And so, but then this thing
starts to unravel.
It
a
does,
bit.
And the deal was structured. Rashada's representation allowed the Florida Collective to bail with no repercussions.
I'm sorry, what?
To basically pull the parachute.
Wow.
And end the deal, the contract, effective immediately.
It's like if Dak had signed his contract with the Cowboys, and the Cowboys could every offseason go, you know what, we don't want to do this anymore, and also we don't owe you any money.
Right, right.
That would never happen in business, right?
And again, he's a good prospect, but he's not Arch or Nelson or some of the other guys that we talked about in this QB class. And guys, we know QB, you just don't know. I mean, QB and offensive lineman, man, I mean, there's plenty of three-star QBs and three-star offensive linemen that go on to be absolute studs out of those two positions. I mean, you know, you tell me what the difference is in a 94-rated QB and a 90-rated QB, a 92-rated QB and an 87-rated QB. That position, you just don't. And when the bullets start flying live, I mean, all this Elite 11 stuff's great, and the 7-on-7 and throwing against air, and that's all good. Although he struggled in this article on theathletic.com when he started going to camps after he committed to Miami before committing to Florida, he started struggling against air. Like, he was not accurate. And, you know, when you have edge rushers coming after you from Bama and Georgia and LSU, we all think it's easy because, again, we talk about how we're eating burgers and drinking Patron tequila, you know, or your unsweet or sweet tea, but it's not. You know, what Will Rogers and Jackson Dart did this past year, one, getting clobbered, two, you know, making the pass in the pocket time and time again is extremely difficult. Most of these guys can't do. I mean, if all these guys rated were that good, then we wouldn't have worry about the next class. Most of them aren't. I'm sorry. Most of them aren't going to start for multiple years. What do you think about that? Jaden Rashada had a $9.5 million deal with Miami, then decommitted, and then it looks like had a $14 million deal with the Florida Collective. Sorry, the Miami Collective, not the school. Y'all know where I'm going. These are separate entities. And how does that make you feel? Ag Up Equipment text line. What do you think about that? 601-885-3776. You know, players are already going for too much on the market. When you really look at their worth on the field, if you want to like compare war, however you want to run the numbers on what a player's actually worth. The overwhelming majority of these players do not even mean a half a win, much less a quarter. Not a win, a half a win or a quarter of a win, unless you play quarterback or somehow, some way you're special somewhere else.
Yeah, maybe edge rusher, maybe OT. Like
maybe.
Yeah. I mean, that's
A quarter of a win or less?
It takes a collect. And here's the irony is what you have to have good players, but you have to have a lot of good players. And then it takes finding some special players every now and then.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to pay.
Is there a college football player worth $1 million?
I think the initial instinct would be to say there's got to be a QB that would be worth that.
Okay.
A quarterback that takes you to a conference title game or a New Year's Six or better bowl game, probably to your school, is worth
Let's take it to the
dollars.
SEC. Right now, going into 2023. So Jaden Daniels came back. Bryce is gone.
There's nobody Stetson's at Bama, gone. Nobody at Georgia.
Okay.
Yep.
The Out of Bounds Show is brought to you by Edwin White's Golf Shop on County Line Road. Shout out to Carrie and the team. Titleist Golf Balls. Tailor-made clubs, every Callaway, everything you need to take your golf game to another level. Edwin White's Golf Shop on County Line Road. Is Spencer Rattler worth $1 million for South Carolina? Is Jackson Dart? Is Will Rogers? Is Jaden Daniels?
Can I make this argument? You're worth more if your program needs you more.
Okay.
So Georgia and Alabama, and we saw this with Nick Saban. The reports from the high school coach and Ryan Fowler on the air seem to corroborate that for the most part, that Nick Saban basically has turned down kids for asking for, you know, $800,000, $500,000, whatever. If you're Alabama and Georgia, if you're Ohio State maybe, although you still need a little bit more, you don't have to elevate your program the way State, Ole Miss, South Carolina does.
And you don't have to reach. I think what Saban was telling us is I don't have to do that.
Correct.
I don't have to reach.
Correct.
And I don't have to pay. I kind of know who you are and what you are.
And I can also replace you with a very similar-like product because I'm Alabama or I'm Georgia, and I can go recruit that guy. I agree, and this is where I was going. Unnamed texter texted this as well.
On the market demand?
Well, that is one too, but on this name, Cam Newton. I would argue for Mississippi State, if you could have got, or for Auburn, because it got you a national title, if you knew Cam Newton could have gotten you to even play for a national title, that's worth $1 million to Mississippi State, to Ole Miss, to South Carolina.
Okay.
Because the fallout of that afterwards to your athletic department and your university, the ROI well exceeds $1 million.
Yeah, but knowing that 11 or 12 months prior
you
to...
You don't know that. But you would have to... My point, I think, is you'd have to look at, and this is what's so ironic about this situation, Jaden Rashada was not Cam Newton. He wasn't Andrew Luck. He wasn't Arch Manning. He wasn't any of these guys who you could have at least said, hey, there's a high-level chance this person turns into a star, and I'm willing to take that bet. Because that's what this is, right? This is, as our friends at Pearl River Resort and Golden Moon Casino would say, this is a gamble. It is a gamble. I mean, taking a bet.
I guess the NFL does the same thing, and they obviously hit and miss.
You have more data, too, in the NFL.
You do.
Now I'm going off of, what, 24, 36 high school games at most? As a 17, 18-year-old?
You know, you look at his numbers, and they're good. The problem is the overwhelming majority of kids that you're playing in high school aren't that good.
Correct.
I mean, they're...
Correct.
They're what we all were. Just, you know... Kids that were playing ball and were solid, average to solid. I mean, 97% of high school players are in the average to solid range.
Yeah. Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. And look, people are weighing in left and right on whether or not a high school recruit is worth that kind of money.
$1 million, $5 million, $8 million, $10 million. His deal, evidently, with the Florida Collective, $14 million.
And how about this? Just to explain to you,
$250,000 a month to $292,000 a month to $375,000 a month was the escalator as a freshman, sophomore, junior.
That's insane.
It is.
Can I tell you a little bit, a nugget in here that I thought was great before we go to this Sean Payton audio, is that when Rashada switched from Miami to Florida, he changed NIL representation. He changed to a group called JTM Sports. It's run by a guy named Jackson Zager and Tommy Thompson.
Oh.
Tommy Thompson is a commercial real estate agent. Jackson Zager is a sophomore at Southern Methodist University. This is the NIL representation group that somehow allowed Jaden Rashada to sign a contract to where the NIL collective could back out free of charge.
Free of charge.
You... what kind of goat rodeo is it when you are letting a sophomore in college run your NIL?
I think the overwhelming majority of these agents and people who claim to have an agency, which is a cell phone and a business card, are exactly what you just described, a goat rodeo.
Wow.
All right. So that's a fun topic. We'll continue to bounce around. Teams continue to overpay for guys. You know, what is your value? And can Saban and Smart and others correct the market? It's gone crazy. It's going to continue to go that way. Will them saying no to players who aren't even worth, you know, a tenth of a game as far as war or win, right? Will them, I don't know. It's that mid-tier, Blake makes a good point. Outside the top 10 blue bloods, those that are in the programs between about 13, 14, and 15, and 30, how much are they going to overpay to try to be a program that is 8th, 9th, or 10th every now and then?
TCU has already estimated well over tens of millions of ROI in terms of exposure and marketing and things like that from their run to the college football championship game.
Yeah.
If you had paid Max Duggan $30,000, what a steal. Even if you paid him $500,000, what a steal in terms of the ROI. You'll never know that beforehand, but you don't in business either.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see who's the first million-dollar man in Mississippi.
That's true. Or do we already have one? Out of Bounds, do we already have one in Oxford? Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone is brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be Blue, the official healthcare provider of the Out of Bounds show. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. We'll have Mike Dettillier at 8:30, and we will have Chris Jans at 9:30. Both will join us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Now, Sean Payton's in Denver. You know how Russell Wilson likes to have life coaches around him? Like Tony Robbins. But he has like several. Okay? And hey, that's fine. Whatever you want to do, life coach, Zen, whatever your therapy is, what elevates you, what it motivates you. But the Tony Robbins train, as far as Russell Wilson in the Denver Broncos building, well, that's over, because here's what Sean Payton had to say about it.
Coach, Russell Wilson had a personal coach, Jake Hughes, in the building with access who wasn't on the staff.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with that.
How do you feel about players having their own people off the staff in the building access to players?
Yeah, that's foreign to me. That's not going to take place here. I mean, I'm unfamiliar with it, but our staff will be here, our players will be here, and that'll be it.
Did you know I'm Sean Payton?
No nonsense.
I coached in the Super Bowl, three NFC championship games, I think, or two or three. We lived in the playoffs. I've coached a Hall of Fame quarterback by the name of Drew Brees. I elevated him to mountains he never thought he could reach. Yes, he elevated me too. Again, did I tell you again that I have a Lombardi trophy? And this ring right here, that's a Super Bowl ring. And I'm Sean Payton, and they're paying me over $20 million a year to coach the Denver Broncos. There will be no Tony Robbins / life coaches in the Denver Broncos building. I've never heard of that before. What does that mean? Next question.
Dude, no nonsense from Sean Payton.
No nonsense.
No nonsense. It's a different world. He's dealing with a whole different entity in Russell Wilson than Drew Brees. Polar opposites.
Yes.
Polar opposites in personality.
Drew was never going to have a life coach in the building.
Drew wasn't going to have a life coach, period.
Right. I mean, Drew, again, we've talked about the whole Peyton and Breeze book. It is amazing. Their background, how they got to the promised land, to the biggest stage in North American sports, and the Super Bowl, you know, incredible. Unbelievable. We know how hard it is just to make the playoffs. Then we know how hard it is just to get through the wild card round. Drew and Sean lived in the divisional round. Lived there. Which is what you want to do, gives you more and more and more opportunities.
Yep.
Knocked down several NFC championship games and knocked down the Lombardi trophy against the great Peyton Manning. And Sean says, Blake, do you think we'll ever get to the point where we'll bring like a life coach in the building?
Maybe we should. Maybe where we've gone horribly wrong in all our success is we haven't had someone that we pay $50K a month to sit on that couch and tell us whether or not he thinks we're doing well that day.
Yeah.
And is a life coach really just like an NIL representative? Is it just there to like make you feel good?
I think it's a lot of similarities. Yes.
You're just paying someone to pat you on the back.
Third party flesh peddler, sweatsuit. Yeah. I've got an agency again. That means I have a cell phone.
Yeah.
And I have a business card. And that means I have an agency.
That should, I
which
think,
I think I may, it's like I want to start an agency.
Well, I was going to say, forget agency because then you actually like have to call people. My thing, I want to be a life coach. I need is about 3 clients.
Right.
I'll be cheap. I'll do $10K a year, right? There's my pitch to anyone who's listening. For $10K a month, I will coach you through your life.
Okay.
I'll get you through the downs. We'll celebrate the ups.
Okay.
You know, you can take me to dinner and I'll motivate you. I'll come over.
We'll go to dinner and I'll motivate you.
I'll come over to your house. You can, you know, pay for my gas to come over and I'll motivate you at your house.
I love it.
There's lots of things I can do
which
for you.
Which I think means that, like, you'll play games with them.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Whether it could be like a real golf or ping pong or.
Yes.
So
we'll watch sporting events together. Whatever. Listen, I'll come over.
Is that an outdated game?
No. Okay. I mean, it's the PS5 now.
PS5.
But it's PlayStation. So Xbox, all that. Yeah, right. Make a note. I'll come over. We'll watch sporting events. We'll place wagers together. You just write the check. I'll place the bet. It's quite all right. And, you know, we'll bet your money together. We'll do lots of fun things. We'll go to Golden Moon. We'll get rooms. You know, I'll make sure that you're taken care of.
CWR says, Bo, I thought your show was a life coach every day. That's a great point. I mean, I've been a life coach.
We are, kind of.
I actually get paid, though, at a much higher level than these third-party flesh peddlers.
The sad part is...
I mean, we've got a couple around here.
Bartenders usually make great life coaches, but they don't get paid like some of these NIL dudes.
Although bartenders now, I mean, if you're at Kessler Prime, I don't know what you make, $80,000 a year.
But you can't talk to anyone because it's too busy.
That's a good point. That's a good problem to have.
It's not like the hole in the wall where there's only 8 people and you know the bartender because she's got her kids there.
And I may be low. I did. You know who I ran into? Did I tell you this? I went to Mudbugs on Saturday.
Yeah, you told me.
And, well, easy.
No, that you went to Mudbugs. Well, you asked, did you tell me?
Well,
I said yes.
I ran into a waiter. And he waits tables at Kate.
Nice.
And we were talking kind of ballpark figures. And I was like pumping my fist.
Yeah.
Because I love people making money. I don't care what they do. You know, whatever it is, roofing or you install air conditionings, you figured out a way to move limestone, whatever it is. I love people making money. I was sitting there going, 30 years ago, people would have thought this guy was crazy.
Yeah.
At the money he's making.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Life coach.
Yeah. I'm going to be one now.
All right.
True Maroon says that sounds a lot more like a boyfriend, but I'm still interested.
Okay. So Russell Wilson no longer has his Tony Robbins in the Denver Broncos building. I mean, did Sean Payton shut that down? I have better. You know how Mike Tomlin does his press conferences with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he's my favorite. He goes, guys, I don't have time. Next. It's just Sean Payton. You know, we don't get as much of that in college. We're going to talk to Mike D'Attilier at 8:30, maybe about life coaches. Who knows? Maybe Chris Jans dropped a life coach in the Mississippi State basketball locker room. They got a big one tomorrow night, LSU at 8 o'clock. If they win that, the journey continues. We'll see where it goes. Chris Jans stops by at 9:30 today on the Out of Bounds Show.